The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM. Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
And this is a thing that's become so heated that while they've been having public hearings about this law, Oaks have been buckling.
Of course. So this has been coming for such a long time. It started last year. The government wants to make some changes to the Act on Basic Education. And some of these things really got people angry. So a lot of some of these suggestions have already been taken out in the first phase of public hearings about this.
Yeah, we are now in phase two of this whole thing. And it's something that's cropping up in every province, and every province is getting to have an input on it kind of thing. And the only way the entire thing will go through is once all nine provinces agree to the same thing. So I feel like we're still a ways off settling this whole debate.
It is, and it's going to take some time because it also still needs to go to the desk of the president, right? So the president has to decide if this is something that he's going to do, which he most probably isn't going to do because people are saying that there are many unconstitutional things in this act.
And this is always a question of, you know, it doesn't really help. We spend so much time passing a law and then 3 weeks later, somebody has taken it on appeal to the Constitutional Court and they've turned around and said, no, 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 that bit doesn't follow, can fix it. You know, and it that help ain't like me. But the entire thing, there are a couple of key provisions in this thing that we want to get past, this law, particularly relating to school governing boards and the department and who gets to control which elements of a school. Because obviously now school governing boards have certain amounts of power in terms of, let's say, for example, language policy for a school and all sorts of stuff. And there are bits that are the, you know, half people are saying, listen, this is function that should be handed over to the department in order to make decisions. Other people saying, no, leave the school governing bodies alone. It's chamors.
It is. And it is a, it's a very sensitive topic because it goes around, it centers around transformation, right? So to ensure that there's equal access to everyone and that you essentially end up getting classes in your mother tongue.
Yeah.
So this is, so what the bill is saying in this stage is that the Department of Education in that province has the final say in what language is spoken in a school and which children gets to go to the school. So we spoke to this about, or we spoke about this to a member of the committee in Parliament, Dr. Wynand Boshoff. So he's from the Freedom Front Plus, but he gives an insight into the opposition's idea of this.
The final say which school governing bodies presently have on matters regarding language of instruction and admission, that is taken away from the school governing body and given to the head of the provincial department. It doesn't take the management functions away from the SGB, but the important decisions which determine a school's nature and character, that has been taken over by the head of department.
I can understand everyone getting upset about that. But at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, the department has oversight over a broader, larger base of pupils than a single school does. So I can understand why people are making the argument that they are the ones who should have the final say.
Exactly, because you are the argument that they have is that you are in the community and you know what language is being spoken there. And this would work in the right hands. But people are scared in a country where corruption is happening.
Absolutely.
That the government would make some issues for us.
Very little faith as the public that anyone is going to make correct decisions around anything. But I can understand why that fight is taking place. And the other interesting one was around homeschooling.
Yes. And that is still a point of contention. So there's still a lot of issues there. But the community there was very vocal about some of the rules that they wanted to implement. So at this point in time, some concessions were made. So there was unhappiness about government visiting the homes of parents or homeschools to make sure that something is happening.
Yeah.
People felt very uncomfortable with that. And then they said you can go to a public space like a library or whatever. You just have to be able to prove that you are homeschooling.
Yeah.
But there's one more concern. Listen to this.
Homeschools still have to apply for permission to do homeschooling, while as a constitutional right, they should only be required to register, like you register a birth. You don't get permission to get born. You just register it One needs to give evidence, but it should not be something to be asked permission for.
I don't know enough about this subject in order to give you my clear thoughts at the moment. Homeschooling is one of those things. Like, I completely understand why an education department would go, hey, we're going to come along and knock on the door and make sure you're working through a curriculum of some kind that is appropriate for this age and that is going to provide a foundation of education. Like, dit verstaan ek. Jy wil seker maak dat mense leer, jy weet. And I also understand the irritation of, why do I have to ask permission for that? But I kind of get it. You know, to make sure that you have the capacity to pull it off.
Definitely. And that is why you have to register. But what they are saying, and look, this is a very dense topic, so we'll definitely talk about it again. But what they're saying is you shouldn't make it impossible for someone to be able to homeschool their kids because it's their constitutional right. So we're definitely going to talk about this again.
Yeah.
But for now, this is just an idea of what we are seeing.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking earlier in the show. I don't actually have much experience with many people who've been homeschooled. I don't know many homeschool people in my life. I don't know anyone, I think, who's doing it for their own kids. So I don't really know how to feel about this thing. But I completely get the case of, like, you want to be sure that kids are being educated. You know, at the end of the day, looking after those kids should probably be the most important thing. But yeah, it's been in the news today. It's been a whole back and forth. And as I said earlier, like, Oaks are literally having fisticuffs at meetings at the moment.
Yes, so we'll see what happens. Issues. We'll see what happens.
Precies, on sal sien.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.